B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Kelly Ripa, you know, from the Kelly Ripa and Ryan show, she took away her daughter's debit card because she was ordering too much Postmates at college.
I can relate. I can definitely relate.
What, did your mom take away your debit card?
No.
Adult Melissa.
Listen.
I know. Last week, my mother took my debit card.
Between Postmates, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and all that stuff is very addicting. And when you're not paying attention, you can just order, and I could see thousands of dollars gone.
Oh, hell yeah. Leroy was just saying that he had to do that with his kids because, was it because of video game stuff?
Well, yeah, it wasn't like they had a card. I had my card, and we had an issue, and I hope they're listening, because they know.
That's different. They're stealing.
Yeah, they were stealing. My card would disappear, and stuff would be bought on Xbox Live, and nobody would confess. So I had to, you know, just hide it or whatever. But then at the same time, I couldn't get upset because I was like, you know what? When I was young, I went through a stealing phase, too.
Yeah. I mean, who hasn't?
I never went through a stealing phase.
You never went through a stealing phase, Bubbles?
No. I actually stole things accidentally. Aww. And when I went to return it, I was looked at like something was wrong with
me. Yeah, Peps, they account for that. They're like, listen, people are going to steal a certain amount of stuff. Mm. Our employees are going to steal. It's okay.
Right. It's okay. I had friends that would do that. They would try to justify their stealing like they were doing them a favor somehow. I was like, excuse me? I never understood it, but
everybody goes through a little bit of a stealing phase. Yeah. It's just to see if you can get away with it. It's like a mini high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about like robbing a car. I mean, well, some people it's robbing a car.
I mean,
you know, for me, it's more like convenience store stuff.
Oh, my God.
You know, maybe like
a pack of gum.
Pack of gum.
Yeah.
A soda. You know, a slush. By the way, don't do this at home. But once you like, if you can get away with the little things, then you start going like, let me see if I can get away with something that I'm holding in front of them just to see if I can.
Okay.
One time a friend of mine stole a... he stole a sandwich and he forgot about it. And he found it like days later in his pocket. It got all moldy and stuff. Yeah. It was more of than a stealing phase for him. He was a crook. And then I had another friend who went, he was a little bit of a kleptomaniac. And we were at the mall one day and we walked out of like Foot Locker or something like that. And he just stopped and his eyes got wide and he was like freaking out. And he goes, I can't believe this. I told myself I'd never do this again. And I said, what are you talking about? And he took his hat off and it still had a tag on it.
Oh, no.
And he goes, I told myself I'd never do this again. And I said, you told yourself you never. I told myself I wouldn't steal again. I can't believe it. I did it by accident. I just tried it on. I didn't know. And I was like, listen, give me the damn hat.
Right.
It's not that big of a freaking deal. You took a hat by accident. It's not that big of a deal. He was freaking out, though, so he must have been a crook.
Well, then there's the people that, as adults, will do at the grocery store and put the big stuff at the bottom of the cart and just walk out and pretend like, ooh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, because you have your built-in excuse if you get caught.
Exactly.
That's a good Peps. You should try it out.
Report back. Let us know how you feel.
I think I'm good.
Just do it. You know what? Could you imagine if we, like, turned Pebbles into, like, this crook?
Oh, man.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.